U.S. Navy veteran Larry Dodd deals with a lot of stress.
I have been falling on hard times for the last 5 years, and we're trying to recruit.
He's had multiple surgeries and deals with poor circulation. He's a recovering alcoholic, and he and his wife are raising their two young grandchildren because his son is dealing with addiction. But he's found something that helps.
I really believe it's changed a big part of me at 62 years old.
Yoga, the ancient practice of utilizing mind and body to achieve harmony and wellness.
It's helped me with my breathing. It's helped me concentrate. It's helped me with numerous things.
For instance, medically, Dodd says after a recent ultrasound to check the level of blood flow in one of his legs, the results shocked him.
The result was 52%, so it went up 22%.
The opportunity to practice yoga presented itself to Dodd at the Rattlebush VA Hospital in Indianapolis. He saw a pamphlet about a research project studying yoga as treatment for PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Clinical research psychologist at the VA, Luann Davis, has been focusing her study on psychological interventions for people with chronic mental illnesses like schizophrenia or PTSD, a problem that's especially prevalent for Indiana veterans.
The Indiana State Department of Health estimated that there are between 10,000 and 50,000 veterans in Indiana who have PTSD.
She says that estimate may even be low. She describes the effects of the disorder.
Trauma memories and reminders constantly increase arousal. And that occurs because the stimulating branch of the nervous system gets us ready to fight or flee so that we can survive.
Numerous studies have sought to verify yoga as an effective intervention for anything from cancer to asthma. Fewer studies have examined the benefits of how yoga can help a patient's mental health, and Davis's study is one of the largest to date. She says she's looking at yoga as a form of treatment because it stimulates the calming branch of the nervous system.
That kind of helps to put everything back into balance once we're no longer in danger. And so it helps to decrease that hyperarousal.
In a small room on the seventh floor of the VA hospital, yoga instructor Nancy Schock leads a handful of participants. She says yoga promotes holistic healing.
Really, the mind and body cannot be separated, so yoga just sort of acknowledges that it is one and the same.
The classes have been adapted to treat PTSD. She makes sure participants always know what's coming. Terms like surrender are not used, and one element is instrumental, breathing.
So with the breath, we can go into that part of our system that controls then our blood pressure, our heart rate, and so forth, and calm ourselves that way.
The study that's funded by the research branch of the Veterans Administration uses a comparison group participating in a wellness class to measure the results. Davis hopes the information can help lead to treatment change.
These results will inform policies down the road in terms of what the VA and, you know, and others would offer for veterans and people in general in the community who have PTSD.
For patients like Larry Dodd, whose son is also a veteran struggling with his own illness, it's the hope of helpful solutions, like yoga, that matters.
Maybe somewhere down the line, me and my boy will get together and do some namaste.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.